our public hearing this evening. This meeting was advertised as a public hearing regarding the conditional use application for number 2022-01 is filed by the Hershey Trust Company. It is 5:36. I'm calling this meeting to order. I would ask that everybody rise for a point of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll do, Mr. Arnold, do you want to just conduct a roll call just so that we have.
Sure. Let me get my mic. Supervisor Zmuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Chairman Brusen.
Here.
You have a full board.
Thank you very much, Mr. Emmerich. That will take us to the new business for this evening's public hearing. Stated earlier, it's the public hearing regarding the conditional use application 2022-01 is filed by the Hershey Trust Company, trustee for the Milton Hershey School, amending a previously approved conditional use application number 2018-01 for the Hershey West End Master Plan. So with that, Mr. Emmerich, I don't know if there's any background you want to give on this before the hearing, otherwise,
I think sometimes Pat likes to dispose of some legal issues before we start.
Sure. So this public hearing has been open. And just very briefly, public hearings with respect to Hershey Trust's application for amendment to the master plan for the property located south of U.S. Route 322, east of Walton Road, and west of Bullfrog Valley Road, north of Wood Road, with the address of 1214 Research Boulevard, Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, and consisting of the following Dauphin County parcel numbers: 24-051-102, Unit A, 24-051-103, Unit B, 24-051-104, Unit C, 24-051-105, Unit D, 24-051-107, Unit E, 24-051-108, Unit F, 24-051-109, Withdrawable Convertible Real Estate Tract 1, 24-051-101, Withdrawable Convertible Real Estate Tract 2, 24-051-110, Withdrawable Convertible Real Estate Tract 3, 24-051-111, Withdrawable Convertible Real Estate Tract 4, 24-051-112, Withdrawable Convertible Real Estate Tract 5, 24-051-113, Withdrawable Convertible Real Estate Tract 6. This application is for conditional use for the amendment to the already approved conditional use for the master plan at the Hershey Trust Company West End project. Pursuant to the MPC and the Dairy Township zoning ordinance, this has been advertised for a public hearing. Before I mark some township exhibits for the record for housekeeping, I do see there are some individuals in the audience this evening. What I'm going to do is going to ask if anyone is here requesting party status, and if they do, please state their name and their location. I do see Mr. David Schutte. I suspect you are representing the Hershey Trust Company this evening?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience that would request party status in this hearing? What does party status mean? Party status means that you can ask witnesses questions. It means that you can present witnesses. It means you can present evidence. It means you can potentially appeal any decision that this board issues as a response to the application. Does that mean you can't speak tonight if you're not granted party status? Not necessarily. It does mean that you won't have the right to appeal the decision, though. So with that, is there anyone in the audience this evening that would request party status in this hearing? Seeing none, let the record reflect no one has requested party status. So now what I would like to do is mark some exhibits for the township. What we'll mark as Township 1 is the two-page conditional use application dated January 4th, 2022. What we'll mark as Township 2 is a copy of the proof of publication evidencing that the hearing this evening was properly advertised pursuant to the municipality's planning code as well as the Deer Township zoning ordinance. We'll mark that as Township 2. What we'll mark as Township 3 is a copy of the list of abutting properties of the property that is the subject of this conditional use application for an amendment. We'll mark as Township 4 is a five-page document with photographs evidencing that the property was properly posted pursuant to the MPC and the zoning ordinance. We'll mark as Township 5 is a copy of the Dauphin County Plan Commission review letter dated February 8, 2022. I believe that's all the township exhibits at this point. I believe there was a recommendation. I'll track that down and you might have that as
that'll be part
of. Is that part of yours?
Yeah, except
save me the trouble. Yep.
Yeah, except that my exhibit booklets are in print.
Oh, okay. So you and I have the same problem.
Yes.
So with that, is there any objection to what we marked as Township 1 through 4?
No.
Or I'm sorry, Township 1 through 5.
No.
Seeing none? Township exhibits 1 through 5 will be admitted into the record. So with that, I'm not sure if, I mean, I could try, but I don't know if you wanted to present it or at least introduce it, or if you want to hand it over to the applicant.
I'd like to do a quick overview.
Okay, so with that, I'll hand it over to Chuck Emmerich, and after Chuck's brief introductory, I think he's going to hand it over to the applicant.
So this project is located on approximately 288 acres of land. It's in the planned campus west zoning district. Existing development on the property consists of the Coca Beanery Restaurant and Cafe, the Hershey Center for Applied Research, the Youth Grow Early Childhood Learning Center, Englewood Restaurant and Brewery, and the expanded parking for a future medical office. There's also an existing homestead at the southwest corner of the property that will remain. The first final plan after the approval of the original conditional use application 2018-01 was the final lot consolidation and land development plan for Hershey West End Streets and Infrastructure Phase Plat 1330, which is presently under construction. The present application and plan proposes modifications to the conditional use of 2018-01. The modifications propose to reassign the phasing in both phase number and site area. The modification also focuses on the first residential section of the development that's being planned out beyond the conditional uses. The proposed modifications, and I can just flip back and forth through this particular slide a little bit. Proposed modifications are going from the original 146 townhouses that were proposed to 84 townhouses, going from the original 462 apartments to 524 apartments, and also removal of this piece of roadway that's highlighted on the exhibit marked prior approval. The economic impact report, the form of ownership for development, the transportation study and parking calculations have all been slightly revised as part of this submission. The remainder of the roads are unchanged from the approved master plan, as are the tavern book, wayfinding and signage, and landscape portions of the project. The Derry Township Planning Commission, at their meeting on February 1st, 2022, recommended approval conditioned upon some things that will be in the future exhibit. I do want to highlight two of the items that are in that because they're germane to information to be provided. One is that we've asked the applicant to seek a waiver for private lighting of the public streets. If the board recalls, when the streets and infrastructure phase was approved, they came back then and asked for a waiver to place their own street lights, which they will own, operate, and pay for in that phase. By asking for it for this, it'll cover the rest of the development. And then also, there's been a modification to the timelines in the transportation study. The original approval had a phase one study, which was done as part of its approval, and a future phase two study. Because of the rearrangement of some of the phases, that's now better described in a full a number of vehicle trips to be generated before that phase two study, and we're asking that that'll be included on the plans as well. The board will have 45 days to render a written decision after the last hearing on this matter, unless extended by the applicant. If the hearing is closed tonight, the decision will need to be rendered no later than April 8th, 2022. Keep in mind that your closest regular meeting to that date is March 22nd. And that concludes my report.
You did remind me of something, Chuck. I did not admit it or mark it. If David's planning on it, I will let him do it. But the January 22nd, 2019 conditional use decision, is the applicant planning on marking that as an exhibit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So just for, I won't, but just for the board's understanding, this is an amendment or a proposed requested amendment to that January 22nd, 2019 conditional use decision associated with the master plan for the West End. And pursuant to your zoning ordinance, specifically section 225-501.58, development approval process for master plan, as well as the general requirements for a conditional use application associated with such application, subject to section 225-501 of the township zoning ordinance. So with that, I will hand it over to Dave. Unless there's any questions from the board, we will chat at this time.
Good evening. My name's David Schoody. I'm part of the law firm of Troutman.
Dave.
For Hamilton Sanders.
Hello, Dave. Can you hit the button? Thank you.
We represent the applicant, Hershey Trust Company, in its capacity as the trustee under the Milton Hershey School Trust. And this evening, we're also representing Hershey Hankin West End Apartments Venture Unit J, LLC, and Hershey Hankin West End Apartments Venture Unit K, LLC, which are two joint venture entities entered into by Hershey Trust Company as the trustee, and Hankin Group, which is an experienced mixed-use developer and property manager based in Exton, Pennsylvania. The two joint venture entities are the equitable owners of what will be known as Unit J and Unit K in the Hershey West End condominium. With me this evening is Ken Gall, who's the director of real estate with Hershey Trust Company, Neil Fisher, who's the vice president of development at Hankin Group, Bill Fredericks of RGS, who is the civil engineer for the project, and Craig Malott of Traffic Planning and Design, who is the traffic engineer for the project. I have exhibit booklets that are being prepared at Capital Copy right now that my assistant will be bringing soon. But they have a number of exhibits that are germane to the hearing. I'll just read through them. You probably don't need to be looking at them while we go through the hearing, but I'll just read through them. And I'll make sure that they are circulated so the record is complete and all the information is provided. The exhibits will include applicant's exhibit one, will be the recorded consolidation deed evidencing ownership of the property by Hershey Trust Company as the trustee. Exhibit number two is the reported memorandum of conditional use approval, which has attached to it the 2019 conditional use approval that we're asking to have modified this evening. Exhibit three is the reported master plan. However, just sheets 1, 2, 11, 15, and 17 are relevant to 1, 2, 11, 15, and 17. Applicant's exhibit 4 is the conditional use application that was submitted dated January 4, 2022, the entire submission package of that. Exhibit 5 is the Derry Township staff comment letter dated January 11, 2022. Exhibit 6 is the HRG review letter dated January 11, 2022. Exhibit 7 is the DTMA letter dated January 25, 2022. Exhibit 8 is the Derry Township Planning Commission letter dated February 9, 2022. Exhibit 9 is the Dauphin County Planning Commission review letters dated January 26, 2022 and February 8, 2022. Exhibit 10 is a follow-up letter from Traffic Planning and Design dated February 7, 2022. Exhibit 11 is an HRG letter also regarding traffic, and that's dated February 18, 2022. Exhibit 12 is the resubmission and response letter that was submitted to the township today and dated February 22, 2022.
That was a
resubmission of the plan and response letter. Exhibit 13 is the hearing presentation, which you'll have on the screen this evening. And exhibit 14 is the curriculum vitae of Mr. Fisher. Exhibit 15 is the curriculum vitae of Mr. Fredericks. Exhibit 16 is the curriculum vitae of Mr. Malott. Unfortunately, because we don't have those right now, I would like the opportunity to present those three witnesses as experts based upon those CVs once you see them.
The resubmission plan that's been marked as Applicant 12?
Yes.
What was the date of that?
Today, February 22nd.
2022?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea when those exhibits are in here?
They're on their way.
Okay.
Yes. And I'll speak slowly so that they get here. As Chuck pointed out, and as Mr. Armstrong pointed out, we're here this evening to request this board's approval of a handful of modifications to the conditional use approval that was granted to the applicant by this board on January 23rd, 2019, to permit a master plan development, commonly known as Hershey West End. Hershey West End, the development area is 245 acres, master plan mixed-use development, located on lands bound by Route 322, Bullfrog Valley Road, Wood Road, and Waltonville Road. As approved under the 2019 conditional use approval, the development will include nearly 600,000 square feet of commercial space and 919 dwelling units of varying types. The reason we're for this evening is, again, to request some relatively minor modifications to the approved master plan. Now, as drafted in your zoning ordinance, master plans are intended to provide owners and developers with a great deal of flexibility to modify site plans and aspects of the development during the land development plan process. However, under Section 225-501, 58A, 10, E, and F, certain changes require the developer to secure approval from the Board of Supervisors. Because the modifications that the applicant is requesting this evening can be considered changes to the general site layout, building footprint, and site access, and adding new buildings in excess of 1,000 square feet, the board must approve these modifications before the applicant can move forward with land development approval. While these applications do require Board of Supervisor approval, They are relatively minor in nature and do not negatively affect traffic, parking, stormwater management, utility services, the use and development on neighboring properties, or the health, safety, and welfare of the public at large. As Mr. Gall, Mr. Fisher, Mr. Fredericks, and Mr. Malott will all explain in detail, the total residential unit count will remain at 919, with the change being an increase in apartment units from the originally approved 462 to 528 apartment units, and a decrease in the townhouse units from 146 townhouse units to 84 townhouse units. Now, and all of these at this time will be rental units. Both the townhouse and the apartments will be rental units. So the change in unit type is just that. It's a change in unit type. It's not a change in unit type of ownership. So basically, 62 townhouse units are being replaced with 62. No apartment units, no net change in the total number of units. In conjunction with the change in the unit types and no net change in the total number of units, the configurations of what we're calling units J and unit K are being modified to place the larger apartment buildings closer to the main street and the commercial areas, and the townhouse is further away. Basically, just flip-flopping the types of uses in the development. We'll also be removing from the development Street D, which will be explained in more detail by Mr. Fredericks. The applicant is also requesting a very minor change in the phasing schedule, which is really not much of a change at all. Instead, it's changing the phasing from a numbered system to a letter system to match up with the land condominium units that are or will be created over time. The basic 12-year structure for the build-out remains the same. And while the zoning ordinance is not entirely clear on the criteria to be satisfied to approve a modification to a conditional use approval of a master plan, it appears that the general conditional use criteria that was mentioned by Mr. Armstrong earlier, which is found at 225.501K, is applicable together with the specific master plan requirements at 225.501.58A7. Keeping in mind that that criteria had already been met with the original master plan as determined by this board. And finally, both Mr. Gall and Mr. Fisher will speak to this as well. This application is approved. The applicant will agree on the record to continue to be bound by the remaining unsatisfied conditions for approval from the 2019 conditional use decision, together with any remaining unsatisfied conditions recommended by the township's staff's memo dated January 11, 2022, and the township's planning commission letter dated February 9, 2022. And then, so that's basically the legal side of what we're requesting. I'm going to turn it over then to Mr. Gall, who's going to talk about the history of the project, and then Mr. Fisher is going to discuss the vision for the development of the first residential section, and then for the technical issues, we'll have Mr. Fredericks talk about the engineering and design of the plan, and then Mr. Malott discussing any traffic concerns that could result. And I have noticed that the exhibit booklets have been handed out. And if I could turn the board's attention to exhibits 14, 15, and 16. Those are the curriculum vitae of Mr. Fisher, Mr. Fredericks, and Mr. Malott. Based upon those curriculum vitae, move for the board to accept their testimony as expert testimony in their respective fields of Mr. Fisher and Mr. Fredericks in civil engineering and Mr. Malott in traffic engineering.
Why don't we do that when right before they come up, if you want to ask them a couple questions and ask for it.
I can do that.
That way, one at a time.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Gall going to be going first?
Yes.
Should we spare him?
Do you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So,
I thank you. I'll keep it brief. Chuck, if you can put the timeline up, please. There you go. I guess when we put this together the last few days, what made me realize is I'm getting rather old because this timeline is 18 years and I've been involved in all 18 years of this. And it's been at the Trust for 32, so that's more than half my time there. And I just thought, just for the benefit, there's several new, some have been involved. Chris, I don't know if you were involved in 2004 or not, but pretty close. but the development of this particular piece of property has been underway, first conceived in 2004, really for the same reasons we're thinking about today. It's closely located to a very large employer and medical center in Derry Township. At the time, the early planning, based on zoning, was really an office park facility, research park, office park facility, and that's what the zoning permitted, and the capacity under that zoning was about 2 million square feet of commercial office space. The one benefit we have is that working with an owner that's owned land and properties in Derry Township for a long period of time and plan to continue is when things happen, under that plan, we reconstructed under a land lease a building called H-Car Building. It's still there today and opened to Copa Beanery. 2008 happened, the demand for research parks, office parks went with that Great Recession. We were able to pull back and hold. There was a building approved at that point in time for 125,000 square foot mirror facility to what you see there today. Obviously, that wasn't built for some obvious reasons, but we kept with it in terms of trying to activate this property. A little bit of a hole, but when Derry Township started looking at their comp plan in 2011. This property became front and center in terms of, hey, what are the potentials, what could happen on this property. 2011 was also the addition of the first phase of Ugrow. Working with the township, many community meetings related to the comp plan, this always being part of it. I think the idea that an appropriate pivot to more of a mixed use. Where do people want to live? Are there any opportunities to reduce traffic to Derry Township as a result of a development on this property? All those were factored into that process, both internal processes and really public processes. The comp plan resulted in a review and many public meetings, with this being a major part of that related to the zoning update. Lots of meetings, lots of public hearings on that, resulting in Derry Township passing their new zoning ordinance in 2017. The other thing that happened in that interim is Ugrow, given its location to a major employer, doubled their capacity and added a training center and office during that time frame. The recent history, kind of in the center of this graph, is when we started what was once called Hershey Center for Applied Research, became Hershey West End. We started the process of having charrettes getting input based on the zoning. We knew at that point why I really didn't like the idea of a master plan. Developers usually want to do one thing at a time. It's from a public process. It's very difficult to predict exactly what you're going to do going forward. We found that, again, this will be a good process. We'll flesh out a lot of what the community wants, a lot of what the market wants. And you know, market, a big part of this market is obviously the med center folks. But again, both through the Dairy Township process and our internal processes, we received a lot of public opinion. And I still remember my current boss's, one of the first months was I had to say, well, why don't you come to the public meeting that we held at Cocoa Beanery. Ended up with probably a little over 500 people coming through, asking questions, had traffic engineers, planning experts, took a lot of, we had red dots there, what you like, what you don't like, really, really wanted to evolve to a plan that the whole community could appreciate. And again, one of my things is, okay, what does the market, where is planning going? One of the obvious things that's happened in society is we've gone back to what we used to do in development, where suburban development, where you had to get in your car to go anywhere, own your half acre lot or your acre lot, and drive to pick up whatever you need. The evolution was particularly what I guess is called the millennial generation doesn't like the idea of driving, doesn't like, want to be closer to work, where we all have, two cars, some of them have zero cars. So is there a way to create a community, kind of going back to some of the maps I have in my office of Milton Hershey's vision of the original village core, the maps of planning where things are, so not everybody has to drive everywhere. That kind of came full circle, and that's, that's what was presented, what evolved, and what was eventually approved.
Can I just ask you a question?
Yes.
And thank you for doing this, but can you talk a little bit about that public process? So, because most of us weren't on the board in 2018, I think.
Yeah.
What was your experience, and what were you, when you were doing the public meetings, what were you hearing from residents?
Well, we're hearing a lot. I mean, first of all, as with anything new, I mentioned 500 people. Traffic being one that Craig remembers that night pretty well. I think he was there. He had the most popular station, if you want to call it that. The concept that something that felt more like a town, street fronting, main street type feel. Came out, quite a bit. The walkability and, is there a possibility? Definitely don't cut off Dairy Township trails, enhance Dairy Township trails. There's a lot of talk about the traffic that comes into Hershey every day. Could a project like this actually help that with, residents close by? The other thing you see in Dairy Township there's not a lot of opportunity for additional development. If you were looking to buy a lot for a single family house today, Chris, you probably couldn't find one. So over time, is there an opportunity to create some additional capacity? The school district and your zoning asked for this, and we provided it. What's the overall impact? Is this going to provide, bring an influx of kids into the school district that's going to cause capacity issues or tax increase issues? And it turns out given that it's a slow phasing and then also the type of housing being built, that just isn't the case. In fact, at one point in time, I think there was a concern with Dairy Township, because of the age of the average homeowner, we're starting to see a little bit of a decrease in certain classrooms. So the idea that there was more activity coming on wasn't received as negative. You know, when I mentioned there was 500 people at the the charrette we held, there were obviously quite at least two planning commissions on the master plan, two conditional use hearings, and a supervisors meeting. Why the initial planning commission meeting may have had a number of people on it. I do remember the night that the conditional plan was approved. And the interesting part of that is there were probably 60 people here. Most of them left after the first agenda item, which wasn't ours. So you had five or six. Many folks that had questions or may have been opponents to this initially actually became friends. We sat down and listened. What do people want to see? The traffic circle that we talked about earlier today, what's the safest way in and out of this project? And is there opportunities as a result of this project to enhance existing conditions while still allowing development to occur? And I think that Main Street, what we now call West End Avenue, is the Main Street, solves a lot of them. A lot of folks leave the west side of the medical center and find various ways out. I think the community and us believe that providing an alternative to that would be a positive. So I don't know if that answered your question.
No, it did. Thank you. Because this is very important for us.
Yeah. And again, I just want to, the one thing I want to say is while this is a modification, I think the purpose of this timeline and really the discussion is to show that, that this is a process that's been in the works for quite some time and really weren't shy about getting input over time. This is the second big bump in the road on this project. If you look at the AKD, we talked about 2008 and the UA recession, obviously, the next big bump in the road on this was shortly after having the master plan approved, starting to talk to different developers about aspects of the project, COVID. The advantage we had is to say, okay, let's take a little bit of a step back, see what happens here, what happens to the market. Is there any drastic changes? I think like we all did, we thought there was going to be very drastic changes in the real estate market. I think the one that was probably the most hit was the retail side. What's the future of retail going to be? And I think the good news on this is when we started looking at this late in 2020, is why there's some modifications that we're proposing in terms of where buildings are located. Dave mentioned the switch from townhouses to apartments. That's a type of units. They were always planned as multifamily units in this area, lot J and K. That remained. Slight changes in terms of really based on the benefit of bringing somebody like Niels Firm in to say, did we miss? Is there a better way to do this? That's going to be better for the customer, better for the community. But I think the good news we're seeing is the project is very, very close to what was originally conceived, and that's surprisingly so.
Do you think the change that when we talk about apartments and townhouses, to call them residential units, that change is that based on things that we learned through the pandemic, or is
I think multifamily and. Neil will talk to this, he's more of an expert. Multifamily changed. First of all, it became very popular. The folks, I don't live in Derry Township, I live in Marietta. I started building a 170 multifamily two blocks from my house. I thought it was crazy. He kept building right through the pandemic. He's full. 170 units, so there's a change. Again, I, try to pretend to understand the next generation. But the idea that not everybody needs to own, and the two, and I don't think this has fleshed itself out in traffic and parking issues yet, but I think there's more inclination for people to not be, they're not in the office every day. Now, obviously, the med center is different than any other employer, and most of those folks are their employer every day. However, if you're if your spouse wasn't a medical center employee, you can live close to where your spouse can walk to work, and maybe you're only going into the office 1 or 2 days a week, and that's probably a permanent change. So I think again, I think the one thing to realize in the master plan is you have master planners, you do what you can based on the market that is there at that point in time. And I guess if we didn't make it clear at that time, there was types of units, but multifamily was always the concept. If you look at the project, you see, I forget what we flagged, senior housing. I think was more thought about as assisted living. I think there's a shift in the industry on there, or it's still senior housing, but probably different than what you saw in 2018 in terms of a master plan. So I think most of this, the river is success-wise, it's still moving forward. I feel bad for folks that opened up, the Englewood Barn folks, who I think thought we would be a little further along when they started construction. obvious reasons, we're doing some catch up. But the idea is that you live, work, playing in this environment. Public process wise, even a recent public process, we don't shy away from it. I don't think I've ever been called shy in stating my opinion. But the Planning Commission, one of the thoughts, and I'll kill somebody else on there, was when are you, the open space plans show some parks occurring. Those didn't show up as to what phase they were going to be. Well, the plan that you're seeing there shows that the park most adjacent to J is happening with this phase. And we'll talk about what he has planned for that park, because it's kind of exciting. It's a piece that we all want to see happen sooner rather than later. But again, it's evolving. The good news is we're getting, it's moving forward.
I didn't know if somebody was sitting on the other one to ask a question.
Nellie, yeah, if assuming Mr. Gold, the correct individual to answer the question, we would be appropriate if you have some questions.
Well, I do have lots of questions, but I just listening to your remarks, thank you for coming in and explaining everything to us, because as you know, most of us were not on this board when this process went through, so we do appreciate you coming in and talking about it. One thing I noticed throughout your remarks that you mentioned was that things are changing and evolving. And as I'm learning about the master plan process through sitting in these seats, it's that the benefit to the township is that you see everything as it's going to look as one big whole. Mm-hmm. And so that's really hard for us up here when you see things as one big whole, and then as each phase comes through, there's significant changes being made. So these changes are being made to this phase of the project. And then my concern is, like you just mentioned, the assisted living phase is potentially going to look different. Like, how many different changes are there going to be to each phase of this where it doesn't look at all like what the community saw back in 2018?
I think our objective now is to the greatest extent possible for it to feel and look like it did in 2018. Not that there's not evolution, but hey, should there be slight modifications going forward?
Right.
You know, absolutely. When I mentioned, you know, the assisted living, that doesn't mean the plan approved assisted living. It was a senior housing component. So that's, I think, going to look and feel very close to what it does today. The principles that there's street, you know, the buildings, particularly on West End Avenue, feel like a town, feel street fronted. You're not seeing changes to that process.
I think that there is a difference in the way that a townhome looks to an apartment building, though. There's a different look to that.
Why don't we do this?
Yeah, maybe let the Neos, you know, but hey, why do they think this is better than what you saw before? That's out of my expertise.
I'm going to turn that over to you. But, Mr. Gall, and just because I have to create a record so we can write a decision,
yeah.
What's your title at the Hershey Trust?
Okay. Director of Real Estate.
Director of Real Estate. And can you just briefly describe to me the relationship between the Hershey Trust Company and the Hankin Group? I assume from what I've read with the application and some of the descriptions this evening, it sounds like it's now somewhat of a partnership between the Hershey
So I'll take a step back. We are working on all aspects. Our goal, and when we presented that, when we present master plan, is we intend to be continually involved and have ownership in through a land lease or other deal structure that allows us. To the great, you know, there may be exceptions to that when you get to single family or what have you, but we intend to own and control what happens in the future here. And I think that was a principle that we processed. I think in this case, what we looked at, particularly when you looked at the multifamily, I think done right in Derry Township is going to be pretty successful. We elected to do it as a joint venture with the Hankin Group.
Okay, so a joint venture. So maybe before, if you can, you talked a lot about the entire overall process of the master plan, but I don't know if you actually talked about what the proposed revisions are specifically.
Can we have?
It might help some of Natalie's questions if you can.
We can ask some. We can. I don't want to step out of my lane in terms of what I would be the best person.
Okay.
Pardon. Yeah, I'm familiar with the application, but in terms of what the exact changes are, I mean, we have a number of people here that can answer that better than I can.
Okay. I might have a few more, but if you.
And I did want to ask a couple of questions because I appreciate you noting that all of these units would be rental units. I don't know if we all knew that, that they would all be rental units. From the changes from before and from the changes, could you or anyone in the group kind of give us an outlook of how many of those units will be owned and rented? And the reason I ask is because there is an impact on the township. With an owned property, there's transfer taxes that are paid to the township. So that's just...
I guess in terms of the map, there's no change in that from the master plan in terms of number of rentals. Versus,
but overall in the plan, how many of the total 919 units were going to be owned versus rented?
Well, the lot J and K capacity is. And
can I agree with your assessment too that there are a lot of folks that can't afford to buy a home, or there's not a lot of options here in Derry Township, so that they end up renting, and so that's why I ask.
Yeah, and in terms of the economic impact report, that's why I'm very clear with that. These being rented versus sold is that's part of that economic.
Because when they're owned, every time they're sold, then the township sees the transfer tax.
Yeah, you're also have folks my push right now is the folks that are going to be living here are probably working in Darien Township, yet you're not benefiting from their employment rights.
So they're living here in Darien Township, whether they're renting or they own.
But right now, they're not. Well, my point is, the likely occupants of these units are not living in Darien Township now, but are probably working in Darien Township.
Okay.
So does that make, am I making, you know, we have an unmet, you know, if you talk to folks trying to go uptown, we have an unmet, there's a demand there, there's folks that maybe not even taking jobs in this region because where can you live? And so the, you know, the employment tax that we all pay when you live in Darien Township is going to another township because they're driving in and not paying, you know, they're working here but not. And that definitely is fact. That's a much bigger factor than an occasional transfer tax.
Okay.
Mr. Gault, I believe Mr. Schutte indicated earlier, but are you familiar with the staff comments from January 11th, 2022?
Yes.
And you're familiar with some of the recommendations provided in that correspondence?
Yes.
And is the Hershey Trust Company agreeable to those recommendations?
Yes.
Okay. And you testified a little bit earlier about Neil. Is it Neil from the Henkin Group?
Yes.
And what's his last name?
Fisher.
F-I-S-H-E-R?
Yes.
Yes. And with the understanding that I guess either HRG or some of the other consultants this evening will testify as to the specifics of the proposed plan from the Hershey Trust Company's current view. Can you just describe vaguely or generally as you understand it?
Yeah, as I understand, I think it's a natural. No.
I mean, Mr. Schutte indicated earlier, he wasn't sworn in, but he indicated earlier that this is a revision to certain phases of the plan, as well as townhomes versus apartments, and the phasing of, can you describe your understanding for Hershey Trust Company as to what the modifications are?
The main modification is really, if you want to try to go to that. If you look at the original plan, two relatively minor is the buildings that were more apartment oriented are shifted to the appropriately to the main street rather than being, you know, behind the buildings that were on West End Avenue. I think that'll give a more pleasant view of the people in the project.
You're saying, and Chuck, I'm not sure if those are exhibits that you're going between.
Yeah.
Are those exhibits?
Yes, they are exhibits. They are.
Do you know the numbers for the record?
Yep, they are. They are exhibits. Exhibit 13 is the slide deck that Chuck has.
So that's.
Oh no, this isn't your deck.
Okay.
These are mine.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
they aren't exhibits.
Yeah, that's exhibits.
These
so the record, I want to make sure that the record is clear.
Yeah.
So if you would like,
if I turn to
so the part of exhibit 5, which is Chuck's letter.
They are there.
Okay.
So, Mr. Gall, I just want the record to understand exactly what you're indicating. What we're looking at on the screen right now, I believe the top of page 3 of Exhibit Applicant 5. Is it your understanding that that was the prior plan?
Yes.
Yes.
It was the preliminary.
Showing the street D going through the townhomes on.
Yeah.
Okay. With townhomes along the top, along West End Boulevard. Those townhomes?
I'm not entirely certain whether they were originally townhomes. Yes.
Okay. Now, if we flip back to the other screen that Chuck had on,
Would you agree that that is the bottom page of 3 in Exhibit Applicant 5?
Yes.
And is it your understanding that that is the proposed modified master plan for Hershey West End?
That's correct.
And it's your understanding, I mean, I think this is what you testified to, those the boxes along
the boxes. Yes, the boxes.
Depicted on that with a CA. What does the CA stand for, to your best knowledge? Are those apartments?
Apartment
buildings. Yes.
Okay. And there's no longer a street D?
There's no longer a street D.
Okay. Sorry, Ralph. I just want to make sure.
No,
so what else is your understanding as to the proposed revisions to the plan?
And again, I mean, there's some basic, because we've always used this, and if there's a frustration on our part, as you implement, there would be minor tweaks to what happens without changing the character or maybe possibly enhancing the character of what was intended to be created. I think one of the things that we've worked hard on development selection is finding somebody that's history and business is when they build something, they own it and create something special that they intend to be involved with for long periods of time. Which you're not seeing. We weren't looking for a developer that would say, hey, we're going to build this multifamily, and 5 years we're going to sell. From a process standpoint, it's toward the end of things, we are really looking to be involved. This is a legacy project, we intend to be involved, and we're trying to find developers, and I think we did with Hankin, to find somebody that we could be in, has the same business possible.
Is it fair to say some of the other witnesses will testify as to the specific what's being proposed as the changes on the plan?
Yes.
Okay. And maybe for Hershey Trust Company, do you know, I think you kind of did, just to describe to this board why the changes are being requested.
I think it's just a natural, I think it improves the project. The changes if anybody could say exactly what the market was going to look like or demand pre-COVID versus after COVID, there's obviously some changes as a result of that. And really, we want to provide. The one thing is there a reason? Can we create something where there's a reason for folks to want to live in Derry Township rather than rent an apartment outside of Derry Township?
Are you familiar with the January 2019 conditional use decision from the township?
Yes.
Are you aware of all of those conditions being satisfied yet? There are some. Just one that I circled regarding potential two intersections. HTC, with cooperation with the township, has agreed to explore the bypass road identified on the township's official map to determine the grade, so on and so forth. Are you familiar with what that is?
Is
status on that?
I think the status is that involves, I think, land west of Waltonville. We did develop some alternatives to that. When that property is, when that side of the property is developed, I think initially it was does it come into the Peter Road was a thought. I think it's now shifted to connecting with what would be an exit and entrance that's not part of this plan to provide that bypass at some point.
Still ongoing. There's nothing.
There's nothing that the intent was to start thinking about it, to start
I have a couple more. You have another theory, but I don't know what the board wants to do. I don't want to take a poll.
We have another hearing at 6:45 and then a meeting at 7:00, so can you get? I know we were asking you questions again, but there's questions for everybody. But do you want to wrap up your?
I'll wrap up. I think as we progress, we had some initial discussions and then a meeting with your
Land Development Subdivision Committee back in November, discussed what was pending, what was likely to come in terms of master plan adjustments. I think we followed up with that with some discussions with Mr. Armstrong and staff as to what they might want to see, submitted a preliminary, is there anything additional you want to see in mid-December? And then that plan was filed in beginning of January to meet deadlines. The township for in terms of making planning commission meetings and getting this rolling. And again, we're excited to see this getting moving. We talked about to all our potential partners the pleasure of doing business in Hershey and Gator Township, and there's always a collaborative nature to how things happen here, and always a look to the future, because we're all in this together.
Before it looks like we're going to have to continue, but is there anyone in the audience? First of all, are there any of the board members that have any questions for Mr. Gall at this point? Seeing that, is there anyone in the audience that came to the meeting site tonight that would like to ask any questions at this point? And if there is, please identify yourself.
I wanted to make a statement.
Probably not the right time. This hearing, it looks like, is going to get continued until the next board meeting. The next board meeting. Okay. So why don't we do this? She may want her statement to be on the record, though. So with the understanding, for now, David, what I'm assuming Mr. Gall is done for this evening. Well, I want to see if we can have her, if she wants to make a statement. I don't want her to still be testifying. She's going to be
okay.
All right. So at this point, why don't we do this? Do you want to continue to hear? Do we have a known date?
March 8th. And there is presently no hearing scheduled for March 8th.
So if we're going to continue this evening, I would do it for a date, time, location, certainly. I'm suspecting it's going to be here at the municipal building. But
it'll be 5:30, March 8th.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's my understanding that the hearing, this public hearing, will be continued until March 8th, right? March 8th at 5:30, right here at the Gary Township Municipal Building. So we are continued. Now, if you'd like to, can we stay on the record, actually?
Yeah.
If you'd like to make your statement now, and I just identify yourself.
She could come up.
Yeah. Just everyone wishing, if you'd like to make public comment, would you mind coming to the podium? And it's just the normal rule we ask, so anyone.
Yes.
And then just identify yourself first, okay. Last name and address, and then.
Yes, my name is Anita Menser. And
you
spell, I'm
can you just spell your last name?
Mentzer.
Thank you.
I live at 1181 Wickliffe Court. I'm here tonight representing the Oakmont 5 Homeowners Association Executive Board. We are concerned about the proposed amendment to the original plan for the Hershey West End Development Project. Confirmed of our reading of the documents, the proposal is increasing the number of apartments and reducing the number of townhouses. We think the developer needs to be held to the original plan. Supervisor Nutt right away took the perspective that we are looking at. The materials presented on behalf of the applicant may not be adequately reflecting the potential economic impact of this request, especially as it impacts the loss of the sales transfer tax, since there's going to be a reduced number of townhomes that could be sold. And it's set not only for the municipality and the state, but for the Gary Township School District. we think that the Township Board of Supervisors has an interest in and then also an obligation to fully understand the consequences of this proposed modification And we respectfully request, I guess I do have a question, that the board defer action on this matter until these concerns are addressed. We are submitting a detailed letter of our concerns, and we thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Mr. Mentor,
what I would suggest is you just heard that this hearing was being continued until March 8th, 2022 at 5:30 right here in this,
yes,
in this meeting room. So I would suggest if you want to continue to participate, to show up, because we did continue the hearing, so I appreciate the statement. But right now we're in the middle of Mr. Schumann's presentation on his application. So
is there any, well, we have limited time. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to place a comment on the record at this time? Or hearing, knowing that we will continue this to March 8th, so there will be more opportunity for this. So, and it is hard, right? Like, we'd love to give you guys like 3 hours to do this in one sitting instead of doing this to everybody here, but it just, we're stacked up, and this is unfortunately the way it always ends up. David, do you have any?
I have one thing before we close. I noticed in the exhibit book, and to do some haste in putting it together, that Exhibit 2 is not the Exhibit 2 I thought it was. Exhibit 2 is actually the Declaration of Condominium and not the Memorandum of the Conditional Use Decision. I will email what the correct Exhibit 2 to Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Emmerich tomorrow to replace that in the record. We'll take care of that at the beginning of the next
year. Why don't we clean that up?
Yeah.
And I would, I'll direct this to Chuck. At the March 8th hearing, I think we should probably open the hearing. We can reintroduce the parties, but I think we do need to have it a couple minutes on just what the standard is in terms of standard the applicant has to meet for the conditional use request. As it relates to the master plan, because I think I don't think anybody has a perspective on that in the audience. And if they do, I'd love to hear it. But I think it would better set the table for expectations and.
Mr. Bruce, well, I think I mentioned that during the beginning, what it is, but I mentioned it by section,
right,
of the zoning ordinance. So I'd be happy to elaborate on that.
That would be helpful, David, because I think for everybody, in order to better participate, I think that they understand what the standard is we're applying. I think it gives everybody the really
absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's in the ordinance. I think it's, yes, it's pretty accessible.
So with that, this hearing is continuing until March 8th, 2022, at 5:30.
And so I'm going to adjourn this hearing. Continue
PM,
it.
PM, right?
Adjourn.
PM, right?
PM. Yeah. We're going to take. Who's going to take?